Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. At least 30 million people of all ages and genders suffer from an eating disorder in the U.S. To talk about risk factors for eating disorders and the importance of early intervention is Dr. Renee Reneke. She's an associate professor in the departments of pediatrics and psychiatry, and she's director of the Friedman Center for Eating Disorders at MUSC. Dr. Reneke, what are some of the factors that may be involved in developing an eating disorder?
Eating disorders are complicated illnesses, and a lot of things need to fall into place for someone to develop an eating disorder. There's never just one cause, but eating disorders have a large genetic component. Depending on the study that you read, 50 to 80% of the reason why someone develops an eating disorder is actually genetic.
And what other factors might be at play in developing an eating disorder besides genetics?
Weight and shape concerns and dieting. So if an adolescent girl is dieting, she's about 12 times more likely to develop an eating disorder than someone who's not. Additional risk factors include female gender, adolescent age, early pubertal timing, perfectionism for anorexia, low self-esteem for bulimia. Eating disorders are often thought of as developing out of a desire for control. That actually is not supported by research. And another thing that does not seem to cause eating disorders are dysfunctional families. For a long time, people thought that poor family functioning was a major risk factor for developing eating disorder, but that idea has really fallen out of favor.
What are some of the symptoms or perhaps even early warning signs of a possible eating disorder?
Any significant changes in weight can be cause for concern, especially if someone is either falling off their growth curve or not gaining weight when they should as they're going through puberty.
And when you talk about a change in weight, are we mostly talking about losing weight?
Losing weight could be a sign of anorexia, but gaining a significant amount of weight can also be a cause for concern. Other signs to look out for are multiple trips to the bathroom, especially after meals. Those can be signs of purging. Large amounts of food missing can be signs of a binge.
Why is early intervention especially important with an eating disorder?
Eating disorders get harder to treat as time goes on, so early effective intervention is very important and can really make the difference between someone suffering from an eating disorder for the rest of their lives or achieving full recovery.
And Dr. Reneke, if a parent sees some of these symptoms that you're suggesting as possible symptoms of an eating disorder, what can they do to check it out?
I would not take a wait-and-see approach. A lot of parents feel like, well, maybe it's a phase that they'll grow out of, or maybe it's not a full-blown eating disorder yet, so they don't need treatment. There's no reason to wait for it to become stronger and more entrenched before treating it. So as soon as a parent has a suspicion, I would say seek treatment.
And how might a parent find an experienced eating disorder specialist?
A good way to start might be the Academy for Eating Disorders website. There's a section there for finding treatment. And so those are people who have experience in eating disorders. That would be a good place to start.
Dr. Reneke, thanks for providing information about early intervention and treatment for eating disorders.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.